you. All right, Gladstone manager Joe Darmigray joins us in the postgame show after a 10-3 victory for Escanaba. And, Joe, obviously that grand slam really turned things, eh? Early on, if you could have got out of it, it's a 1-0 game or maybe 2-0, but...
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I don't know. It's frustrating. I mean, I don't know. When you got to throw the ball right down the middle, I mean, Escanaba's a great hitting ball club, don't get me wrong. They always have been, but when your pitchers are forced to throw a ball right down the middle to get a called strike, I mean, it's batting practice, basically, correct?
What did you tell Cooper in that, Joe? Because he's a young pitcher still.
Yeah, he was frustrated, and I tried to tell him. I said, you know, there's not much you can do about it. Obviously, you're not getting the calls, and it just kept getting to him and getting to him, so I didn't have a choice but to pull him. I mean, Cooper's a great pitcher. I got nothing but confidence in him. I would throw him any day of the week. It's just one of them days. I mean, it's nothing you can do about it. I mean, I just didn't want to frustrate him anymore. I mean, I was getting frustrated enough about it. Same thing happened to Austin Pepin. I don't know. You can't throw batting practice to a team like this. They're going to pound the ball all day long, and that's what we were forced to do, unfortunately.
And I think their pitcher would say the same at some points in the game, too. And your guys hit the ball, and it really was a situation. You hit a couple of real shots right at their guys, and so that was a factor, too.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I mean, the guys hit the ball good. They just, you know, we didn't get that little hit, you know, that we need once in a while, or get the gap or whatever we needed, but... Yeah, I'm happy. The guys are hitting the ball. I mean, it's just a game where we're, you know, we got some things to freshen up on and keep plucking away.
Well, Joe, the guys have played a ton of baseball since last. I mean, that was a grueling tournament down there, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was hot down there. I mean, obviously, we got the rain one day, but when we played some good teams, it was grueling and it was, you know, it was tough. And then to turn around and schedule a game for Monday, and, you know, I had the opportunity to cancel that, but, you know, the kids wanted to play, and I'm not going to take that away from them.
No. So you get a few days off here before Norway comes on Monday. And I think, your son's banged up. You've got some guys that could use a couple days rest.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I actually didn't really want him to play today, but, you know.
He insisted, didn't he?
He insisted. PT said he could try it. My wife said he could try it. So I said, okay, whatever. I'm outruled.
That's right. You know, and Joe, the last thing is for me is to ask you your thoughts on the evening and on Crazy and just – the emotion that comes out every year we do this.
It is. It is a very emotional game. You know, I personally didn't know him all that well. I watched him play baseball a little bit. But, I mean, Johnny, he's very deserving of the reward. I mean, Johnny, like I said, I've known Johnny. I mean, Tyler's played with ball with him. I've coached him in every aspect pretty much since he was little. I mean, he's a great all-around kid, and I couldn't think of anybody more deserving.
All right, Joe, give your shout-outs on behalf of the team.
My wife, my son, Kyle, Ma, my father-in-law, and the team.
All right. Well, enjoy the weekend. You guys deserve a couple days off, don't
you? Yeah, you guys too. I just hope everybody is safe. Have a good time.
All right, man. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
Joe Darmigray, the manager of the Gladstone Indians, after a 10-3 Escanaba win tonight.